All right, there's nothing that says summer more than the great music and great food and the great outdoors, and that is Summerfest, just a little north of Chicago and Milwaukee. The world's largest music festival will be entertaining nearly a million people. Milwaukee's Summerfest is already in progress. The big gig is happening tonight and tomorrow, plus July 2nd through the 4th. That's next Saturday. Scott Ziel is the Vice President of Entertainment for Summerfest and joins us again tonight. Scott, welcome back to WGN, buddy.
Thanks for having me. We're excited to talk summer and talk Summerfest.
Week two already. You've been part of this Summerfest team since 1992. And once again, you have knocked the lineup out of the park this year.
You know, every year we put a ton of time and energy into cultivating relationships with the biggest names in music. And, you know, there are some years that's the dividends are there, it pays off. Some, you know, this year we were lucky enough after having Garth Brooks manager to the Summerfest grounds 4 years ago to have two kickoff concerts with Garth Brooks last week. And then this year a couple of bigger artists that are normally playing baseball or football stadiums like Ed Sheeran or Post Malone or Jelly Roll. We were able to figure out how their calendars worked and work them into the 9 days of Summerfest, so we couldn't be any more proud.
I mean, there's stages everywhere, but that American Family Insurance Amphitheater is fabulous. I mean, I've been there for countless concerts, and I've been attending Summerfest since I was 18. Always so much fun, and I have to tell people, like this time of year, like, well, we just got to schedule when we're going. It's not a matter of if we want to enjoy a great day of music. But give folks who've never been up to Summerfest on the lakefront the history, what it's all about. And this was the brainchild of the late Mayor Henry Mayer back in the 1960s based on, like, his visits to Germany and Oktoberfest.
Absolutely. His trip to Oktoberfest back in that day, he saw everybody in the community coming together, every walk of life, every age, celebrating a lot of different, you know, great food and music. So he came back to Milwaukee during that time in the late 60s, where everybody needed to be unified. Everybody needed to celebrate together and see how much in common everyone had. So the first events for Summerfest at that time, there was one on the lakefront, but there were a bunch of them around the community. After a couple of years, obviously the backdrop of Lake Michigan and the beautiful lakefronts became the site that is now grown to, I mean, this is our 58th year of Summerfest. Yeah. We have 75 acres on Lake Michigan. As you mentioned, we have a 23,000 seat amphitheater where we can present the biggest names in music. And then we have eight other large music stages and a total of 12 where, you know, you can come to Summerfest every day. Our whole thing is about value and making it affordable for everybody. So from noon until 3 every day, there's a different admission promotion where you can get in for free. The ticket price on the weekend, the most that you'd ever spend is around $30. So we, and then we have something for everyone, all styles of music, as you know, like tonight in the amphitheater, we have, you know, country superstar Cody Johnson with opening act Jesse Murph. If you walk the grounds, you can see Louis Tomlinson, who was one of the original members in One Direction, to the Marcus King Band, to the Revivalists, all different kinds of music. So it's really an exceptionally unique experience with the backdrop of Lake Michigan right there.
You are so right that there is something for everyone. I mean, you cannot go there and say you didn't find something or the genre of music or the sound that you're looking for. You're going to find it at Summerfest no matter where you go. You're going to find it from one end of the park to the other. Tomorrow, Saturday, big day, Post Malone, but a ton of other artists as well.
Yeah, from, you know, the Audrey Nuna, who's one of the three women in the Demon Hunter soundtrack, which was a huge thing, to Russell Dickerson, a great country artist. He's actually got ties to his wife grew up in Cedarburg, Wisconsin. So we're happy to welcome him. You know, it's a really fun stuff with, you know, Little Feats, you know, great roots band that has been playing the festival for 30 to 40 years, coming back, celebrating an anniversary, Freddie Jones band from Chicago. So it's wonderful. You know, you come up, you see a couple of names of artists that you know, but the best part is just walking around and discovering new artists that you can say you saw them first at Summerfest and maybe a different style of music that you're not used to listening to.
Well, it's cool, too, to see some of these bands you grew up with or you've been following all your life, and you're just walking by, you know, with a drink and some cheese curds or whatever it might be, and all of a sudden, mm-hmm. wait a minute. I know that sound. It's certainly not a cover band. It's the band, and they're right in front of you. That's what I find so fascinating about Summerfest. No matter where you turn, there's something familiar there for you, and it's just the best atmosphere and the breeze off the lake. It is just beautiful. Scott Zeal is the Vice President of Entertainment for Summerfest, and there's more with Scott and more about Summerfest next weekend, the food and more, after we look at your traffic. Hey, Mayor. We are talking to Scott Zeal, Vice President of Entertainment for Milwaukee's Summerfest. The big gig, world's largest music festival, is in progress right now, tonight, tomorrow, and then next Thursday through Saturday, July 4th as well. All right, next weekend, three big names at the amphitheater, Muse, Alex Warren, and Jelly Roll.
Yeah, we couldn't be any more proud. I would say that I sat across the table with one of our operations guys, and we were, you know, Post Malone and Jelly Roll are out touring together, and obviously those are two huge names that we couldn't, you know, have on the same day. And my ops guy said, well, what about Jelly Roll for the 4th of July?
Yeah.
You know, he's very supportive of active and retired military first responders. Mm. He's just this great, you know, rags to riches success story. So we called him up and said, hey, we'll put an extra special fireworks display together for you. Come up and help us celebrate the 250th anniversary of the country. And 3 days later, he called up and said, I think it's a great idea. I'd love to do it. So we're celebrating with Jelly on the 4th. And then, you know, one of my, you know, it's funny, you know, a band like Muse that mm-hmm. I've been following for 20 or 25 years. I saw them in a club here in front of 400 people. And then next time around, we drove to Chicago to the Aragon Ballroom to see them when they were just early on. And now for us, they haven't played in Milwaukee for about 16 years or something. They have new music. They're on Thursday, July 2nd. And then right in the middle, Alex Warren, that's a success story. He played for us on one of our ground stages, one of the free stages last year, right as he was blowing up. And we followed his success since then and said, well, you know what? We caught him at the beginning of things, and he's big enough to move into the amphitheater. So now he's in the amphitheater. Amazing. On July 3rd. So just fun to see successes happen right in front of us.
I was going to say, how many times have you seen that over the years that, you know, this performer started on a small stage and now they're your headliner?
It's great. The one before Alex Warren, almost the kind of the exact kind of scenario and stage was Noah Kahan right when he started out. We booked him in October and going into 2024, he could have played our amphitheater. He blew up so quickly. You know, you look back in time, I mean, everybody from, you know, bands like Imagine Dragons to, you know, there's a lot of stories. It's really great for us to be partners with, you know, an artist from the beginning of their career to hopefully when they become big stars, we can help put them in front of crowds of people that we feel like will appreciate their music and help discover them and build their audience. So year after year, we're looking for the bigger things in music, and then we're finding the next big stars, and that's really it's really fun to do.
Well, and the second through the fourth, too, I'm looking at some others. Florida, Rev Run of Run DMC, Candlebox, the Gene Simmons Band, Jim Blossoms, the Bodines are going to be there as well. DJ Jazzy Jeff, the Jayhawks, Jerry Harrison's 50 Years of the Talking Heads, Sister Hazel, Soul Asylum. I mean, these are all included, these ones, in on stages for your admission. And I want to talk about the value. You did talk about the value. But what is the general admission this year, and what are the, what's the cost of the three-day passes?
Like I said, the Saturday night price is $33. All of the admission promotions and the individual packages are available on summerfest.com, so definitely go check them out. What we've tried to do a lot too with the as it relates to the value proposition, and for guys, you know, probably like you and I, where back when I started going to Summerfest, I would get there in the afternoon and I'd stay until they kicked us out at midnight. Now I'm a little bit more into coming down in the afternoon and, 4 or 5 o'clock and seeing some of the packages you mentioned. You know, that last day, Soul Asylum is at 5:30 in the afternoon, followed by the Jayhawks at 7:30, followed by the Bodines at 9:30. So you're able to see the day before the package that you were talking about, DJ Jazz and Jeff and Run DMC. Those are early. So we try to spread the music out where you can see some national acts in the afternoon. And if you want, you can, be in bed by 9 or 10 o'clock and beat the crowd. So it's, we program keeping everybody in mind.
Well, and here's the thing too. There's also great food options as well. And always new experiences. There's one called Cocktails and Confections, which is pretty cool. But there's the Wisconsin table. And I expect nothing less than to have my Wisconsin fun up there, too. So, you got a traditional Wisconsin supper club fare right on the grounds there. Your mini cream puffs, the loaded Bloody Mary burger, the Wisconsin pretzel, the Brandy Old Fashioned, the Grasshopper, the Brandy Alexander. Scott, seriously, expect nothing less. It better be there.
It's the, and don't forget about we took those gigantic pretzels with all of the dipping sauce and turned it into a Wisconsin charcuterie board. So you can, have some fun with that. Yeah. There's so much to do. The food offerings are great. There's lots of shopping options. One of the things that I wanted to mention in terms of experiences is we were lucky enough to partner up with American Family Insurance coming out of COVID, and they have the AmFam House every day. And the house is basically, if you walk into the middle of the grounds, it's a two-level stage that holds about 75 people. And it's first come, first serve. So every day, some of the headliners that we have at night do a 2 o'clock or a 4 o'clock kind of acoustic stripped down performance, followed by like a question and answer. And then for those 75 lucky people who are there, they can get an autograph or a picture. So
Cool.
Some of these days, like, I mentioned Soul Asylum, they're playing at night. They're doing a thing on the 4th of July at 2 o'clock at the AmFam House. The rock band Spoon on July 3rd, they're doing one. So it's a really, we try to mix it up, obviously, with, we have, the bigger stages, but we also have things like the house or smaller little cabaret stages to kind of get away from the crowds and see music in a unique setting.
The world's largest music festival, again, entertaining nearly a million people, Milwaukee's Summerfest. It's happening as we speak tonight, tomorrow, and of course on Thursday, July 2nd through Saturday, July 4th. And for a complete list of all the bands, the food, the deals, and more, visit summerfest.com. Scott, thank you again. Always fun talking to you, and I'll see you on the grounds.
Can't wait to see everybody at the lakefront in Milwaukee. Thank you.